Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to Wednesday evening at the Joe Messina Show. This is Whiskey Dave sitting in the chair two nights in a row. How lucky can one guy be? I know that's some of Joe's bumper music. Welcome to the Real Side Radio, where you can hear us all across the nation on the Salem and GCN Radio Network. If you would like to participate tonight, I am with you for the next 3 hours, and I hope you join me. If you are driving or at home listening on the interwebs, you can find us at JoeMessina.com. And as far as that goes, if you'd like to participate in discussion tonight, you're more than welcome to. Give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And I am broadcasting from the state that just asked its residents not to charge its electric vehicles days after announcing gas cars are going to be banned in 12 years. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Oh, Lord. Okay, where do we start? Oh, my goodness. Well, there's a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to get through as much of it as we can. But first, I want to warn you that if you haven't already heard, that there is going to be a pro-Democrat commercial tomorrow night on the broadcast networks. President Biden is planning an address to the nation tomorrow night. It is, of course, not political, just like the January 6th committees aren't political. He's calling it the soul of the nation. Because if you do not agree with him, his regime, and the leftists, then your soul is corrupt. That's basically what you're going to hear tomorrow night. But here's the thing. This is something that I'm watching this, and I'm reading about it. Have the Republicans demanded equal time from the networks so that they can respond to this soul of the nation primetime address tomorrow night? I mean, listen, there's articles that are out there. There's a great one, Thomas Lifson. He says even the flacks at heavily pro-Democrat NBC recognize that President Biden's planned address to the nation Thursday night is political. They say Biden to give primetime speech about soul of the nation as voters prepare to cast midterm ballots. Remember, a lot of states, they're going to start sending out mailing ballots in the next several weeks. So this is right in front of an election. President Joe Biden plans to deliver a primetime speech this week about how America's, quote, unquote, rights and freedoms are still under attack by people that voted against him. That's basically what they're saying. Returning to the core message of his 2020 campaign as Americans are getting ready to vote in the November midterm elections.
White House officials said Thursday's address at Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia. Why is he spending so much time in Pennsylvania right now? He got this Fetterman guy, Angry Shrek. Again, hey, my heart goes out to him and his family. The man suffered a stroke. He's running for Senate against Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is, in no uncertain terms, not a MAGA right-wing crazy wacko. This guy is moderate on most issues. But, again, you know, I said this last night if you heard the broadcast. This Fetterman guy, he needs to go home. He can't talk correctly. And he may live a long, healthy life, but he should not be in the Senate for the next 6 years if he's unable to even have a debate. He said he's not going to debate Oz. Why? This is for a seat in the Senate and possibly for the power of the Senate. So the White House officials said that they're going to be focusing on the continued battle for the soul of the nation and to show how the president sees the central argument of his 2020 candidacy, how it remains as salient as ever with the midterm elections coming into clearer focus. All right. Okay. That's fine. He'll make clear who is fighting for those rights, fighting for those freedoms, fighting for our democracy. Of course, it's him, him, him. Anybody that disagrees with massive debt, with freedom of speech issues, with two-way issues, with all of the issues that we see, mask lockdowns and everything else, they are, as according to Biden, you guys are fascists. But here's the thing. The GOP needs to come at the end of this and at least be provided with some free airtime, because this is a campaign speech. And this is the standard rule after all of the State of the Union speeches, which are also obviously political in nature, so both sides get to have their say. Who better to, right before an election where people are going to start voting, to give a response than Ron DeSantis, GOP governor of the great state of Florida? This man needs to get up and rebut Biden on every single point. The media has lied consistently about this man. Don't call it gay bill. Nowhere in that bill, nowhere in that law does it say don't say gay. So I nominate Governor Ron DeSantis to give the response tomorrow night to Joe Biden's speech. Got a lot coming up tonight. We'll be right back here after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. And don't go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
Allen.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
do. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
And it's not exactly Joe Messina in the chair tonight. It's Whiskey Dave joining you. Two nights in a row. How lucky can one guy be? As I mentioned to you at the beginning of the hour, I am broadcasting to you from the place that is asking its residents not to charge their EVs, their electrical vehicles. But they just announced that there will be a gas, ICE, internal combustion engine ban starting in the next 12, 13 years. If the grid can't handle, what is it, 3-4% of the population right now has an electric vehicle. If the grid can't handle that with a heat wave that is about to, or is already starting to hit much of California right now, which is normal for September, by the way. Climate change! It's getting hot! We got wildfires! It's called September. A lot of people forget that the hottest month of the year we're about to enter into for California. Anyway, the reason that I bring this up is because Gavin Newsom, who you know is the governor of the state of California, and as if for those that heard last night, I was talking with Lori Mills, who's running for State Assembly 42 in the state of California. The policies that the California or Sacramento, what they're doing is going to be spreading across the United States like a socialist primordial ooze. And it is something whereby you, if you are not in California, if you're in California, you should be doing this as well. If you're not in California, you should be paying a lot of attention to what is coming down the pike, because what California is passing right now is going to be hitting your state. And many of those states are red states, believe it or not. This is the state of the times that we live in right now. But I also mentioned to you that the Republicans should certainly have a response tomorrow night to Biden's soul of the nation political speech that he's going to be giving, like a State of the Union. And I suggested, my suggestion is, for those that are listening out there, I think Governor Ron DeSantis should be the governor. I'm sorry, he is the governor. He should give the response. And interesting, I'm going to combine this and bring it all together here, folks, talking about Gavin Newsom, who has been on the attack, by the way, against DeSantis. He's been using campaign ads literally in the state of California against Ron DeSantis. And Ron DeSantis is coming back with a vengeance, saying, hey, listen, I've lived in Florida most of my life. I see a lot of California license plates. When I go to California, I don't see any Florida license plates. How perfect a response was that? Well, interesting news just came out tonight. I thought it was interesting. I think you will as well. Gavin Newsom's in-laws have donated to Ron DeSantis' political action committee, his PAC, to raise money to run for or being reelected as governor. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom's in-laws recently made a $5,000 contribution to the political action committee of his rival, Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, through a family trust, according to Fox News. Newsom has run television ads criticizing DeSantis' positions on abortion and education and accusing him of threatening people's freedom. But his in-laws appear to take a more positive position towards the Florida governor. The Seibel Family Revocable Trust, which is run by the parents of Newsom's wife, Jennifer Seibel, according to Fox News, gave $5,000 to the Friends of Ron DeSantis PAC April the 6th, according to the records reviewed by Daily Caller. Kenneth Seibel, Jennifer Seibel's father, has donated to numerous Republicans, including Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, and Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. Wow. So you've got Newsom that's out there, and he's putting ads out there basically saying that freedom is under attack by Republican leaders in the states like Florida, banning books, restricting speech, making it harder to vote, criminalizing women and doctors. It's time to stand up and don't let them take your freedom. Oh, goodness. How much fun would it be to be at the Newsom-Seibel Thanksgiving dinner this year? Oh, my goodness. The two governors and possible 2024 presidential candidates have publicly sparred over their competing visions. Newsom has criticized DeSantis' COVID-19 strategy and stances on social issues,
while DeSantis has accused Newsom of treating his constituents like peasants. And he's right. And suggested people were fleeing California for Florida in droves. He's right on that as well. Newsom said, "Freedom is under attack in your state. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight or join us in California where we still believe in freedom." You remember, you know, that quote from, what's that movie? The Princess Bride. You keep using that word. I don't think you know what that word means. Freedom. If you've been living in California for the past 2.5 years, that is the exact opposite of freedom. Masks in schools, closing down businesses, while French Laundry, I guess that's okay to go without your mask. As I mentioned, DeSantis said, "Until the last few years, I rarely, if ever, saw a California license plate in the state of Florida. You now see a lot of them. I can tell you, if you go to California, you ain't seeing very many Florida license plates." Newsom and Kenneth Seibel did not respond. Listen, let me just say this. We are in a place right now where we are so divided. And I don't know about you. I don't know about your families or your friends. But a lot of people are sharing families or members of families where people are diametrically opposed. And that was fine. You know, I remember growing up and having arguments about Reagan and Bush and Dukakis and, you know, Clinton and, you know, we can go back to recent times, McCain and Obama. And you can have diplomatic discussions with people and you could part friends. You could break bread together. You could pour wine and then move off of politics and start joking about sports or movies or whatever it is. I don't think we're there anymore, unfortunately. It's sad to say. And like I said, I would love to be at the Newsom Seibel Thanksgiving dinner this year. Don't go away. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Mauricio reporting. The Justice Department says classified documents were likely concealed and removed from a storage room in former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
with likely efforts to obstruct its investigation into Trump's possession of dozens of boxes of government papers. The Tuesday night filing says the FBI also found classified documents stashed in Trump's office and challenges Trump's request for a special master to review the documents. A reporter asked Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell about the Justice Department filing Wednesday in Frankfort, Kentucky.
No, I don't have any observations about that.
World leaders are reacting to the death of former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. He was the last leader of the former Soviet Union and died Tuesday at age 91. President Biden praised Gorbachev and said he helped create a safer world and greater freedom for millions. Current Russian President Vladimir Putin released a statement expressing his condolences. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We could use some hail here in the left coast. It is definitely, we're getting that first big heat wave of the year that happens every September, and people are freaking out because they forget that every September we get a heat wave. But Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. It is always a pleasure being with you. And if you'd like to join the conversation tonight, I got a lot of news that we're going to be getting through. We've got a great guest coming up in the second hour, but you are always welcome to join the conversation and give us your thoughts about what is going on in this crazy world we're living in. You can check us out at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And, of course, you can always follow us on the website and listen live to the radio. You can see my stupid mug live at joemessina.com. Okay, couple of breaking news items. First, I just wanted to give you something that I'm... Listen, I work for a living. I've always worked for a living, starting at the age of 14. My dad said to me, you want a car when you're 16, you better start working now. And I did. And there hasn't been a day when I haven't been relatively self-employed since then, going on almost 40 years. So the reason that you work hard is because you want to live the quote-unquote American dream. You want a house. You have shelter, you want a car, you want to take care of your family, provide. In my position right now, my focus is to get my sons through college. And you do what you have to do to make ends meet. The reason that you do what you have to do is because the playing field is usually even. Everybody is given the same opportunities. You can go to school, you don't have to go to school. You can work hard, you don't have to work hard. It is up to you. What you put in, you get out. However, we're now starting to see a shift in that playing field. And there are now going to be selected groups based upon, well, your race, your gender, that are going to be favored over other groups. I'll give you a quick example. How hard was it for you, if you own a home, how hard was it for you to get a mortgage? Even if it wasn't
challenging that you got approved, it still took you a lot of documentation. You had to show your income. You had to show your tax returns. You had to show your credit score. You had to show substantial assets. You had to provide a lot. Well, Bank of America just announced a zero down payment, zero closing cost mortgage for Black and Hispanic first-time homebuyers. Residents in select Charlotte, Dallas, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Miami neighborhoods will be the first to be offered this program. This is from NBC News. Bank of America said it is now offering first-time homebuyers in a select group of cities zero down payment, zero closing cost mortgages to help grow home ownership among Black and Hispanic Latino communities. Thank you, NBC News, for not using the word Latinx, something that drives Latins, Latinos crazy. The option will be first available in certain neighborhoods in Charlotte, Dallas, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Miami. The new mortgage, called the Community Affordable Loan Solution, aims to help eligible individuals and families obtain an affordable loan to purchase a home. So you're thinking to yourself, my God, zero down, and zero closing costs, no money out of pocket. Okay, well, under 20%, you're going to have you're going to have mortgage insurance, right? Nope. They're not even insuring what are most likely going to be extremely risky loans. Home ownership strengthens our communities and can help individuals and families to build wealth over time. A.J. Barkley, the head of neighborhood and community lending for Bank of America. Our community affordable loan solution will help make the dream of sustained home ownership attainable for more Black and Hispanic families and is now part of our broader commitment to the communities we serve. These loans require no mortgage insurance. The additional fee typically charged to buyers who puts down less than 20% of the purchase price. And no minimum credit score. Let me repeat that. No minimum credit score. You can have a 300. That's the lowest you can go. And you can get a zero closing cost, 0% mortgage with no PMI, no mortgage insurance. Eligibility will be based on factors like timely rent payments and on-time utility bill, phone, and auto insurance payments. Prospective buyers must also complete a home buyer certification course provided by the Bank of America and federally approved housing counseling partners before they apply for the loan. I have no idea what a home buyer certification course is, but I assume it's you got to take care of your house and pay your bills and whatever that is. So, this is incredible to me. I mean, listen, I'm all for giving anybody and everybody opportunity. Opportunity should be provided to those who earn opportunity, who deserve opportunity, who've worked hard for the opportunity. What we are now looking at here, and I've gotten zero problem with people taking advantage of this. If I was offered this, I would take advantage of it as well. Believe me. Oh, my goodness. You know how expensive it is to get into a house on the left coast? So I don't blame anybody that wants to take advantage of this. But what they are doing is they are changing the playing field instead of based upon your disposition economically, which is what banks will look at if you don't file for this program, if you don't apply for this program. They're going to take a look at your income. They're going to take a look at your credit. They're going to take a look at your payments. Do you have substantial savings? Instead of all of that, what they're looking at here is one thing first. Your race. How did we go from the country whereby Martin Luther King, who was supported by people on both sides of the aisle, conservative and progressive, libertarians and leftists, and Republicans and Democrats alike. How did we go from the place whereby Martin Luther King, who stood up and said, judge a man not on the color of his skin, but the content of his character? What are we doing? How is this now normal? This is racism. This is institutional racism. What if they came out, and what if a bank came out and said that they are only providing a special loan program for whitey? You, I, and the rest of the world, we would be apoplectic because it's racist. But now we're in a place where we've been just pummeled to death over and over and over by the left in this country that reverse discrimination, reverse racism, is some kind of social justice that should just be accepted at face value. Oh, I can't apply unless I'm black or Latino? All right. Okay. I guess I'll have to go back to work and work another 20 years to save, you know, my 20% down payment, which will never happen for most people. But if the melatonin of my skin, something that I had zero control over, happens to be checking their box, Bank of America, then you got yourself no money down, no interest, I mean, 0%. 0 down payment, 0 closing costs. Do you know, 0 down payment alone, 0 closing costs. That's thousands of dollars free and no PMI. My God, what is happening to this country? Martin Luther King is rolling in his grave. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. I'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Jonas Cena Show. I'm your guest host, Whiskey Dave. Glad you could be with us on this relatively warm evening, at least on the left coast. How's the weather where you are across the fruited plain, folks? It is great being with you, and this is the first of 3 hours I'm joining tonight. Wherever you are, if you're driving, if you're listening in the car, if you're at home, pull up, enjoy. We're going to have a great evening together. There's a lot of news, a lot to talk about. And I've already covered a lot of news tonight, and I'm already angry. So I'm going to pull back a little bit here, and I'm going to talk about a couple of things. First of all, breaking news. Sarah Palin, she lost her campaign in the special Alaska House race. But she will be back on the ballot in November. So for those of you in Alaska that were following this, and basically anybody that was following this because this is a House seat, she lost, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin lost to Democrat Mary Peltola in a special election to fill the state's vacant House seat. Alaska officials announced today, more than 2 weeks after the poll closed, thwarting Palin's plans for a political comeback, at least for now.
She lost by barely 3 points, almost 3 points. It was 51.5% to 48.5%, roughly, sending Peltola to serve out the remainder of longtime Republican Representative Don Young's term following his death in March. So that is a pickup. That is a pickup for the Democrats. The Associated Press called the elections for Peltola shortly after Alaska officials released the results. But, as we all know, there is a general election that is up and coming in less than 3 months. And Palin, Peltola, as well as Republican Nick Begich, the third, Begich, will all be on the ballot in the general election in November to determine who is the elected to the two-year House term. The three candidates advanced in the primary election early this month to earn a spot on the ballot in the general election. So, interesting. Alaska basically went to this woman. She's a former state legislator. She would become the first Alaska native elected to Congress. Her mother is a member of the Yupik people. It must be Eskimo. Interesting. I don't know what your thoughts are on Sarah Palin. She was certainly skewered by Saturday Night Live and the left-wing media. A lot of people actually believe that Sarah Palin actually said the words, "I could see Russia from my house." It wasn't. It was Saturday Night Live. Tina, what's her name? I forget her name. I'm sorry. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live, unless it's a YouTube clip, probably in 15 years. But anyway, it's interesting because, you know, this idea of a red wave, it's what I want to talk about right now. This idea of a red wave, we're hearing a lot of hand-wringing and pearl-clutching right now from conservative corners about just how big this red wave is going to be in November. And they're coming, and people are going to start voting towards the end of this month, depending upon where you're located across the country. Vast majority of rank-and-file Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, they are eagerly anticipating the opportunity to finally start the process of answering this regime, this administration, with their vote. They want to correct and right this path of this dangerously out-of-control ship of this ship of state, I guess it really is. But if you're watching and reading like I do, probably too much, conservative commentators and some Republican political leaders are talking about this massive red wave. But, you know, the question really comes down to what is it looking like right now on the ground? And Democrats feel that they've got a gust of wind behind their back. Polling data, conventional wisdom, the horrendous performance of the Biden regime, along with their lackeys in Congress and the corporations and the media that are covering up for this administration, you know, they would all certainly point to an outcome that is not good for Biden. I think the anger is palpable out there. People are angry about the economy. They're angry about the border. They're angry about geopolitics in Ukraine and Afghanistan. They're angry about Iran. They're angry about crime, homelessness in the major cities. The list goes on and on and on. But what are we really looking at now here in the next couple of months? Well, first of all things being equal, and I don't believe they are, by the way, all things being equal, okay, there's been a lot of irregularities even in the recent primary season. So, first of all, we've probably got a long way to go before we can realistically expect that, well, the right of the citizen to expect genuinely free and fair elections. Now, there has been some good movement in the last 18 months. Substantial progress has been made in many parts of the country. But others are still plagued with secretaries of state who are crooked, highly dubious electronic voting systems, laws that don't outlaw voter harvesting and dumping of ballots in the middle of the night in bulk. I don't know how that is legal. But if the midterms do, in fact, take place, Republicans might very well take back both houses of Congress, given what the fraud will still likely occur. The margin of victory might be enough. It'd probably be underwhelming, but it would be likely enough for at least to take back the House. The Senate is looking really iffy right now. I don't think anybody should expect more than that. Now, you may have noted that I just stated if the midterms do in fact take place. If you're listening closely, you heard that and you probably raised an eyebrow. Do I think they're going to take place? Ultimately, yes. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But let me just say this. The Democrats right now, the way that they're acting, they are doing everything possible, everything in their power, and they've got a lot of it. Under no uncertain terms, do not believe that the Democrats are not using and wielding that power to suppress the Republican vote. Joe Biden has basically suggested, under no uncertain terms, that if you voted for the previous president, that you are a pseudo-fascist. And his press secretary has reconfirmed, yes, the president's words speak for himself. That if you believe that socialism, that massive spending of debt, that lousy education, that increasing crime, homelessness, mask mandates, high taxes, selective groups getting benefits from this government based upon race, as we just talked about with Bank of America, then you are, in fact, a fascist. But they're preventing, they want you to not vote. Because if you vote, there are going to be some Republicans, many of them are going to be considered MAGA Republicans. For example, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, whatever your opinions are of them, there are some folks that are in the paddocks that are waiting to come out. They're in the bullpen. There may be a dozen, maybe even more. Dozens. And they will be a powerful political force. You're probably looking at a new Speaker of the House. You may, if they take back the Senate, a new Senate Majority Leader. And it may mean impeachment hearings for Biden, as well as other officials, including Attorney General Garland. It will mean additional hearings and investigations in all matter of corruption. What happened really on January the 6th? What was the COVID lockdowns? Who promulgated that? Gain of function in Wuhan and the Inflation Reduction Act could very well be repealed. Now, it probably won't because it needs a presidential, it will get a presidential veto. But any remaining aspect of Biden's agenda is done. It is dead. He is a lame duck for January 2023 if the Republicans take back at least the House. And this is why they are pushing so hard to try to stop Trump from running in 2024. Their chances of stopping him are, this is it. They're using the FBI and the Department of Justice to go after a likely contender running against the current president. Banana Republic, state, it is crazy. So we've got a lot that is going to be happening over the next few weeks. I'm going to talk more about this after the break when I return. Don't go away for hour number two. We've got a great guest coming up. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina, Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away, folks.